Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 5, 1804. Day 176 of the expedition. Too busy to write much. Clark's formal journal entry for this day is brief, and there are no field notes at all. Here are Clark's abbreviated comments.
I rose very early and commenced raising the two range of huts. The timber large and heavy, all to carry on hand sticks. Cottonwood and elm, some small ash. Our situation sandy. A camp of Mandans a few miles below us caught within 2 days 100 goats by driving them in a strong pen directed by a bush fence widening from the pen. I have rheumatism very bad. Captain Lewis writing all day. Captain William Clark, November 5, 1804.
Having already met Toussaint Charbonneau, equal time is due Sacagawea. In the Lewis and Clark Companion, Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs writes, Sacagawea in Shoshone means boat launcher. Sacagawea or Sacagawea in Hidatsa means birdwoman. Lewis and Clark preferred the latter. It isn't evident in the journals how it was decided to include Sacagawea and Charbonneau in the trek west. Since the captains, especially Lewis, had a rather low opinion of Charbonneau, it must have been Sacagawea's considerable knowledge of the Rocky Mountains, along with her ability to talk with her people, the Shoshone, to facilitate the acquisition of the fresh horses that the Corps would need. The practicality of her inclusion in the expedition was complicated by the fact that she was 6 months pregnant when they met her. She gave birth to Jean-Baptiste Charbonneau on February 11, 1805, just 50 days before the expedition left Fort Mandan for the Pacific. This confused somewhat the structure and discipline of an all-male military unit. Jean-Baptiste, or Pomp, as Clark nicknamed him, was Sacagawea's first child. In recording his birth at the Hidatsa village, Clark wrote,
As is common in such cases, her labor was tedious and the pain violent. Mr. Jezome informed me that he had frequently administered a small portion of the rattle of the rattlesnake, which he assured me had never failed to produce the desired effect, that of hastening the birth of the child. Having the rattle of a snake by me, I gave it to him, and he administered 2 rings of it to the woman. She had not taken it more than 10 minutes before she brought forth.
Pomp's presence, along with his mother's, was protection for the expedition. More than once, natives were reassured that the Corps of Discovery came in peace because they had a mother and child with them. Monday, Northern Lights.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Ed Jacobson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.